Blog Talk Radio.
It's a very geeky show. The kind you listen to with mother.
Social geek.
It is Social Geek Radio, and I just can't pull myself to get rid of that jingle because I know how much Jack Munson loves it. This is Deb Evans coming to you live from Texas. And Jack, I can see you through my cyber camera. You were doing this shoulder bob and, you know, just really getting into that whole Social Geek jingle.
I've got my MC Hammer pants on, and I'm doing the dance here.
Yeah, so next week it might be, you know, like happy. We're going to do, maybe we'll film it. We'll film it at Frantech, and we'll all sing Social Geek, or, you know, we'll come up with our own jingle. So how are you, Jackie?
There you go. I think Flash Mob at the Tweet Up. There you go.
That's perfect. Perfect.
Yes, I am well, Deb. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. And we are just 1 week away from Frantech.
Yeah. Exactly 1 week from now, we'll be at the Tweet Up kicking off Frantech in Denver for April 10th and 11th. I'm having a hard time grasping the concept that it's not only April, but we'll be, you know, mid-April very soon here. So,
yeah. Well, we'll be celebrating before the tax day, you know, the following week, so.
Yeah, I'm glad Frantech is the week before the 15th,
yeah.
Because the week after, franchisors tend to be a little bit cranky. Around the 15th or so.
Yeah. Before we get into our topic of the night, why don't we so you mentioned the Tweet Up, but before the Tweet Up, if we have anybody that's listening that's going to Frantech and coming in early, or even if we have any guests listening from the Denver area, there will be a Charity Miles walk. So what this is that we're going to meet in the Marriott. It's the Denver Center City Marriott downtown at 5:30. And Monkey Business franchise, which is, I call it an inflatable party center, and the Fit for Mom franchise, which was formerly Stroller Strides, have joined together. And we're going to take a very casual walk, about 3 miles within Denver. We've got a tour guide from Monkey Business who is from Denver. We're going to open up our Charity Miles app, which if you go to charitymiles.org, it's just a free app that you download, calculates and follows every mile that you do, and for every mile it donates 25 cents to the charity of your choice. And there's 25 charities within Charity Miles. So now today is National Autism Day, so I did not my 3 miles, but I gave it a little bit extra, and I did 3.5 miles today for autism. So it's
excellent.
For good cause. Yeah, you know, it's good for me, it's good for the charity, and all I did, you know, is walk and download this free app. And then we're going to be back in time to meet you at 7:30 for the Tweet Up.
Yeah, we'll be at the Tweet Up at the D Spot within the Marriott City Center in Denver. Right before that, while you're doing the charity walk, we'll be broadcasting Social Geek Radio right here live from the Marriott. So while you're walking, I'll be talking and maybe chatting with some of the Frantech guests. One of the people I think we'll be talking to next week as well is another one of the speakers and panelists that has just been added to the schedule that I wanted to mention tonight, and that's Brandon Pappas. He's the marketing manager from Right at Home, which is a terrific franchise system in the senior care industry. They've got over 300 franchisees across the country, and they're really active in digital marketing and social media. These guys are way on top of it on Facebook, and they do a ton of stuff on LinkedIn as well. So Brandon will be joining some other panelists, including Paul Segretto of Franchise Source Brands International and Gina Svensson of Scooter's Coffee, in speaking with me on Friday morning about what social media channels are working for them, what's maybe not working so well, and giving some great best practices and case studies on what they're doing in Facebook and LinkedIn and Instagram and Twitter and everywhere else. So we're really excited to have Brandon joining us on that panel on Friday morning.
Perfect. Well, very good. Well, tonight we have with us Tom Epstein, CEO of Franchise Payment Network, who's going to help give us some of the key highlights from his panel, which is a really sexy title and just a fun presentation. And, of course, I am teasing, but it is a very important presentation that I think everybody should attend, which is the PCI and security issues, best tools and practices. And, Tom, I know it's hard to talk security issues, and it's hard to go to these sessions because it's not really a sexy topic, but it's so important for the franchise industry to understand these issues. So I'm thrilled that you're going to be there and be presenting.
Are you kidding? This is going to be so much fun. You guys, you're not going to believe it. It's the best topic of the whole show.
He's going to rock our world.
Well, you know, it is kind of a dry topic, and sometimes it's a little bit negative when you're talking about people getting hacked and stealing consumer data and that sort of thing. But it is important, and we do try to make it as much fun as we can, and we're going to kind of dive into the details. We'll talk about that a little bit tonight.
Good. So why don't you tell us about Franchise Payment Network and your history in franchising, because you've been with the IFA and franchising for a while.
I have. I've been around the IFA, been a member for about 15 years, I guess, maybe 16, I'm not sure. I started in the payment processing space about 18 years ago, working for probably the 800-pound gorilla in payment processing, and kind of tripped over franchising as a result of my efforts there to build referral partner networks through signing associations and POS vendors and that sort of thing to refer their members to that company at the time, and joined the IFA while I was part of that organization, and then left them about 8 years ago to start Franchise Payments Network. We felt like we could do things a little bit better than could be done by such a large bureaucratic organization. We've really kind of designed our programs from the bottom up with franchising in mind. We only work with franchise systems. We work with about 150 franchise systems across the U.S. and internationally, doing credit card processing, gift and loyalty cards, ACH, royalty payments, ATM machines, electronic check, whatever it is they need to move transactions. We do that. We move about 1.5 million happy and safe transactions every single month for franchisees across the U.S.
Wow.
Yeah. So we've been pretty happy with what we've been able to accomplish, and we just keep pushing it further. Looking
very
for the,
good
for the next month. Yeah.
Well,
Tom, I can think of a few very large retail brands that I bet they wish they would have used your process over the past year or so.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about that at our summit. Or at our presentation at the Frantech, going to kind of dive into a little bit as to what, you know, some of these guys are doing right, what some of these guys are doing wrong, and what lessons could be learned from those types of breaches that have been so public here recently.
You know, it's really scary. I was I think it was at my orthopedic yesterday, and this gentleman was checking in, and he had to, you know, do his copayment or whatever, and he was just freaking out. He said, "I don't write checks. I can't sign a check. You know, my identity's been stolen 3 times." And he had just had this terrible, terrible experience. And I guess, you know, some people just really don't realize, if they've not experienced it yet, how tragic it is. I mean, it's just forever.
It takes forever to clean it up.
Yeah.
But you'd mentioned, you know, that he was afraid to write a check. So
he was.
This kind of thing's been around a long time. It's not just credit cards. I mean,
right.
You might remember that DiCaprio movie, you know, Catch Me If You Can, or whatever it
mm-hmm.
was, where he was
mm-hmm.
you know, writing checks back in the 70s, or I forget exactly what it was placed in, but
I think it was he was writing checks for Boeing Airlines, Pan Am, I think, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, so what's going on with credit card data? It's just a new spin on something people have been doing forever. So no matter what happens with technology, you know, if we move away from physical credit cards to mobile wallets or Bitcoin or something like that takes off or whatever, somebody's going to find a way to hack into those different systems, and they're going to find a way to take advantage of consumers. So it's just up to us to try to stay one step ahead of them.
Yeah. Now, who's going to be on your panel with you at Frantech?
Yes, we are very happy and honored to have Bob Russo, who is the general manager for the PCI Security Standards Council, flying in to host the panel with me. The PCI Security Standard Council is really the governing body right now that sets all of the security standards that we all have to follow at the point of sale. So if there's encryption that needs to be done, or there's firewalls that need to be put in place, it's the PCI Security Standard Council that's putting those standards in place that all the POS vendors and all the credit card processors and everybody has to follow. And to have Bob here to discuss this issue with us is truly an honor, and we're really looking forward to it. Bob is really going to kind of drill down into a lot of the detail as to what is required by the Securities Council for merchants. So he's going to kind of go through all these different layers of security that need to be put in place and what you should be looking for and those sort of things. And what I hope to offer is to take that information and then to put kind of a franchise spin on it and say, okay, so these are the standards. What does that mean? What is it that you really need to do, and help the attendees formulate a plan for themselves as to how to protect themselves from a data security hack?
Hmm. Now, I would think that most of the franchisors, are they addressing issues like this in their operations manuals from the very beginning of their franchise development, franchise training? Do you think they've put the right practices and policies in place?
Not necessarily.
I don't think so.
I talk to a lot of, as a supplier to the franchise space, I talk to a lot of the franchise attorneys. I talk to a lot of the folks that write operations manuals. And, you know, they're coming to me asking for advice on this. And, you know, they're not seeing it. You know, the franchisors, some of the larger ones, in fact, most of the larger ones have got it. You know, if you're McDonald's and you've got, you know, 20,000 locations, you know, you understand it and you know what you need to do. And you probably have the staff, you know, at your disposal to help, you know, navigate these things. But if you're the typical franchise system with 100, 200, 300 locations and you're running kind of a tight ship, you may not have an internal legal source. You're probably outsourcing that. You just don't have somebody day-to-day to go to, and you might not be addressing it. And it might be just one of those things that it's probably on your radar. Everybody's heard of it by now. But you might be just kind of with your head in the sand thinking, this can't happen to me, when in reality it happens more often to a smaller chain or a smaller merchant. It's just that the big chains get more press when it happens to them.
Right.
Yeah, and Tom, I think it goes even further than that. We were talking about your topic here on the show a couple of weeks ago, and I thought, you know, when it does happen to a huge chain like a McDonald's, or it's specifically what really happened with Target, and I know some of the other, you know, huge chains have had issues like that, you know, they have the resources in place, or maybe I should say they should have had the resources in place, but they'll be able to dig their way out of this problem. You know, Target has been in a bad situation, but I think they'll be fine. You know, they've got resources behind them. Their business is not going to go away. But if you're talking about a franchise system that you know is growing or emerging or you know kind of struggling to keep up, and you've got you know maybe 100 franchisees or something like that, if you had the same a data breach that Target had, you'd pretty much be out of business, wouldn't you?
You could be.
If you had a data breach that you know put you at risk and quite frankly even from a PR standpoint made so many consumers mad, you don't have the marketing and PR dollars that you know a Target or someone like that has to you know help kind of fix the image. So it's kind of a catch-22 in that the smaller systems, you know, don't have the resources, but they also don't have, you know, the way to you know, sort of dig out from a crisis either. So, so I can't tell you how excited I am that you've got Bob coming in for this. I think it's really a tremendous value for the franchisors attending the event this year.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, what you're saying is you're really dead on in that most people don't really understand the nature of franchising in general, and that's why we're trying to put a franchise spin on this. And, you know, even Bob and the folks at Visa and American Express and MasterCard, they've got their policies around data security. They don't understand the nuances of franchising, and that's kind of what we're going to be talking about during this session is, if you're Target, you've got a management group at the top of the chain pushing down to all the stores saying, you have to use this POS system, and anytime they do an update, it's just automatically rolled out to all the locations. And anytime that anything happens, you have that management ability to get it done in all of the locations because you've got really one decision maker. And even they had an issue, and we'll talk a little bit at our session how their issue arose. It wasn't what you might think. But from a franchise perspective, you're a franchisor. You're making decisions about, you know, what kind of point-of-sale system a franchise chain would use, and you're making decisions about, you know, routers and how people are operating within their stores. But at the end of the day, you want to think you control a lot of this stuff, but a lot of it you really don't, because you've got the individual franchise owner who is making that decision as to, hey, if I have to do an update on my point-of-sale system to get compliant with security standards and it costs me, you know, $500 to do an update to that system, but it's still working today. It's not going to stop working. Why would I spend the $500? And they don't understand that. And so as a franchisor, you're trying to manage making sure all of your franchisees do that necessary update. And how do you manage that and make sure that they all did do it? And if just one location doesn't do it, then you have a vulnerability in your chain. And when something does go wrong, if it should, the local paper doesn't want to run an ad that the local hair salon got hacked. They want to run an ad that it's this national brand that everybody knows.
Sure.
That's what sells newspapers, right? That's what
sure.
gets on and, Fox and CNN and all that. So
yeah, and then take that a step further.
It's the damage
further.
To your brand it, that really hurts.
Yeah, it turns into not just a story in, you know, Peoria. It turns into a national story about the
right.
national brand just from that one weak link. So
right.
Yes.
Right. And that's what we're
times.
Going to talk about.
Great.
Yeah. And so how to manage, you know, that one weak link and where all those links are. It's more than just your point of sale system, and we're going to talk about those sort of things that you need to look at other than just your point of sale system. So it's going to be, I think it's going to be a great panel, and I think, you know, folks that are at the conference are going to get a lot out of it.
Yeah, it certainly should be a must attend session. I haven't even looked to see who, what other session's going on at the same time that yours is presented. But
I just looked at it. It's not yours or mine, so we could both be there. Yes.
Did I expect you both to be there for sure? I will be there.
We'll
be people in the audience.
I'll be in the front row.
That's
yes.
right.
Good.
And,
Jack will be on the
Tom
left,
Session.
And Deb will be on the right.
Tom's session, by the way, is on Friday, April 11th at 11:15 a.m. So you have the prime spot, Tom. It's,
oh, yeah.
It's before lunch on Friday. So after
yeah,
lunch,
I'll be the only
so
thing standing between them and lunch. I understand.
We have this year returning Kevin Johnson, who is with Secure Ideas. He was there last year, and I don't want to tell anybody that missed him last year. They missed some entertainment, so they can certainly come this year. And I don't know where, and Jack, if you're looking at the schedule, where he falls in the schedule, but he's going to be discussing some of these issues as well, because this is just a topic that – was this represented at IFA during the annual convention? I'm sure there was similar
yes.
sessions.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we had some roundtables on it, and we also had a short session on it as well.
Yes, it's one that needs to be repeated over and over again.
Yeah, and then we have a PCI working group as part of the Marketing and Technology Committee at the IFA. And we put together a checklist, if you will, for franchise on PCI. We'll be distributing that at the presentation as well.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Very good.
So that should be a very informative class. I mean, what we want you to come out of there with is obviously we're going to talk to you guys about what PCI is, what's it all about, why are we doing what we're doing, and what some of the downfalls would be, if what you could expect if you were to get a breach. But then we're going to specifically talk about what should you as a franchisee do, or what should you be telling your franchisees to do, what steps do they need to take on a daily, weekly, annual basis to make sure they're secure, and then drill it down even further, what should the franchisor do and what should they know, and kind of getting into your point about should it be in their FDD, should it be in their operations mm-hmm. manual, those sort of things. So we're going to try to cover all of that and make sure everybody can walk out of there with some actionable items that they can go home and use.
That seems to be the theme of all of the sessions that we're looking forward to at FranTech. Is it isn't just sort of, you know, 50,000 foot view, you know, top level philosophy on these topics, but it's actually tactical stuff that people can leave FranTech, go back to their office or their place of business on the following Monday and put into play or maybe get something going with their franchisees. I think that's terrific to hear that you're looking at it from that view as well, Tom.
Yeah, I think that's one of those things that kind of sets this conference apart from some of the others that you go to is, you know, these are technology guys that are coming to this conference, and it's a little bit different audience than might go to some of the other conferences that the three of us probably attend mm-hmm. on a regular basis. I was looking at the list the other day and saw a lot of names I didn't know. So, I mean, these are technology people. They don't want to come in and hear about high level what an issue is. They probably know what the issue is from a high level. They want real world practical examples of, you know, whether it's a marketing thing or if it's a PCI thing or whatever it is. They want to know details as to what they can do to make that issue either less or go away, and take that home to their office and do something with it. And I think you see a lot of that from not only the presentations, but even the exhibit area. We've kind of designed that to not necessarily be an exhibit area. We want it to be more of a technology lab where the exhibitors there are actually showing off what's their coolest new thing that they're doing, or how to use their solution a little bit better, and drilling down into it and giving demonstrations as opposed to just handing out a brochure. So
yeah,
it's a little bit different than some of the other conferences you might have attended.
Yeah, and Jack, I don't know if we've talked about that as far as the exhibitors on our podcast, but I do like the way that Frantech is structured so that it is a smaller attendee-type conference that gives every attendee ample time in the networking in between the sessions to really work with those exhibitors and get those questions answered. And as Tom said, you know, the hands-on and you know, understand what it is that the exhibitor is presenting or what tools or what technology they offer. So it's a great opportunity to not only network with attendees, but get to some real time with those exhibitors.
Yeah, I think, too, it's different than other conferences and even the IFA convention, which, you know, there's just sort of booth after booth of stuff that you don't know what you're really looking for, and some of it might be technology, but there's all other kinds of suppliers mm-hmm. and partners there too. This is pretty focused, like you both said, where you can, you know, sort of go over to these tabletops that are set up, and instead of, like Tom said, getting a brochure, you could actually, you know, look at the piece of technology that this supplier is working on, or the software, or the service, or whatever it might be. So it's a lot more hands-on, and quite frankly, it's you know, what I like to refer to as the fun suppliers in the franchising industry, with, you know, the cool gadgets and you know, the good geeky stuff that we all like.
Stuff. It is certainly a digital and technology conference.
Not that there's anything against you know, those insurance folks and healthcare folks and people who supply printing services. I love them all, but definitely a lot more fun with the geeky suppliers, I would say.
Good.
Absolutely. Well said.
Well, Tom, we're coming up to the end of our show. The lovely operator is going to remind me in my ear in a minute that we only have about 50 seconds left. So thank you so much for joining us tonight, and looking forward to seeing you next week. Safe travels until you get to
guys.
Denver.
Okay, thanks, guys. I appreciate you having me on.
Yep. And
Tom,
Jack?
If yep. there's is there a good way people can get yes. some more information about your team and your services?
Yeah, sure. They can just look us up online. We're www.franchisepayments.net or on Twitter at FranPayNet.
Excellent.
Now, the one question I do have, at the New Orleans, you had a laser. You had a Fran Payment laser wand that some little boy got on the elevator with me in New Orleans. It's like, dude, where'd you get that? And I saw your logo. So
yeah.
I'm expecting one when I get there in Denver. Just heads up.
Okay, I'll have to pack a few then. We'll make sure you get one.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. I will see you both next week.
Thanks, everybody.
Right.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.